Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump and former President Biden will both attend Pope Francis's funeral at the Vatican. Departing the White House, President Trump said there will also be other events on his agenda.
We're going to meet with a lot of the foreign leaders they want to meet. Trade deals are going very well.
President said there have been talks with China, but Chinese officials call that fake news as the trade war continues. There's more scrutiny on Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, whose press spokesman denies that he had the commercial app Signal on a computer in his Pentagon office. Sources tell ABC News that computer was connected to an unsecured commercial internet line without any firewall protection. Former Congressman George Santos will be sentenced today after pleading guilty to fraud charges. Prosecutors are seeking 7 years in prison. Santos's lawyers say he should serve 2 years. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. In a story we've been following, city officials are working on plans meant to keep bus drivers safe after a string of unrelated attacks over the last few months. At least 5 Metro Transit drivers have been assaulted so far this year. Now, the city attorney has unveiled a new proposed ordinance meant to add more punishments for people who attack Metro staff. Back in 2022, in response to reports of hostility toward poll workers, the Common Council added an ordinance that specifically outlaws assaulting poll workers and government employees. This new proposal would add Metro Transit drivers to that list. Until now, the minimum penalty was $300. It would be raised to $500 with a maximum penalty of $1,000. The ordinance would need the approval of the full Common Council. And as we've reported, they're putting together an interagency safety group that will examine policies, talk about potential changes, and offer new safety training. On top of that, they're making sure every bus has safety barriers for drivers. Meanwhile, it's the last day of Work Zone Awareness Week. Thousands of Wisconsinites have been hurt in work zone crashes across the state over the last 5 years. Melissa Kay reports.
The theme, drawing attention to safety for road construction workers, is Respect the Zone so we all get home. Work Zone Awareness Week is April 21st through the 25th. Counties and communities across the state are urging people to drive carefully and pay attention while driving through highway work zones. Over the past 5 years, more than 10,300 crashes in Wisconsin work zones caused 56 deaths and more than 3,600 injuries. Officials ask that everyone on the road eliminate distractions and be mindful of your speed. Respect the zone so we all get home.
That's Melissa Kay reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers pick a receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay. Last night at the NFL Draft.
With the 23rd pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the 13-time world champion Green Bay Packers, for the first time since 2002, draft a wide receiver, Matthew Golden, wide receiver of Texas.
Packers president Mark Murphy, GM Brian Gutekunst on selecting Matthew Golden.
Well, I really sent in a different name, but Mark just announced what he announced, so it is what it is.
Golden's reaction on being the first receiver the Packers picked in the first round since Javon Walker.
It's always been a dream of mine to go in the first round. To know that they haven't picked a receiver since 2002, man, it's truly a blessing.
NBA, the Bucks and the Pacers for Game 3 in their playoff series tonight in Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy with scattered off and on showers likely today. Our high in the low to mid 50s this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. Clear tonight in the mid 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. Sunshine, low to mid 60s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that
where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Civic Media.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is a different moment in history than I've read about or seen in my lifetime, for sure. This is a moment where there's a threat to the Constitution of the United States and our constitutional democracy. That is fundamental, and it's in front of every other decision of policy that we might make. We have to get it together. I will plead with my Republican friends, stand up for the Constitution.
Senator Dick Durbin, yep. Progressive warrior who has announced his retirement, and he's urged other elderly lawmakers to follow suit. Our friend Jen Schakowsky, who also has been a progressive warrior, apparently is going to announce her.
On the 5th.
Yeah, retirement. Here's the thing. Heroes of democracy, that's why we have a younger generation of, as we call them, alpha liberals.
Yes. Defending our nation from the clutches of fascist idiocracy.
This guy.
We proudly present Heroes of Democracy.
Yes.
We have been trying to get you on this show for 11 billion years, Representative Swalwell.
How are you doing?
Good. We always refer to you as one of our favorite alpha liberals.
That's
because
right.
you model every day how to fight, how I think Democrats want their representatives to fight. You're out there doing town halls. I saw you the other day, since Republicans are apparently too scared to face their voters, right?
I'm all in to do that. And if Republicans aren't going to talk to their constituents, I'll go talk to their constituents.
Yeah.
And it's not just me.
Right.
It's Jasmine Crockett. It's Maxwell Frost. It's AOC. It's Robert Garcia in the Long Beach area. You're seeing leaders emerge in this crisis. And as leaders exit, like Senator Durbin, the American people should, you know, be heartened to see that there is a next generation of leaders who are stepping up and are in this fight.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, like Nancy Pelosi passing the leadership baton. I think, you know, and Dick Durbin's a good man. I know him. He was a good senator. But I think that's what, you know, certainly you're seeing this same polling,
right,
that we have a unique opportunity with everything that's happening right now. But we need fighters like you, right?
And we need to show the voters what's the plan. And the town halls I've held, I went to Ana Paulina Luna's district in the Tampa area. I've spoken to voters in the St. Louis suburbs. I was in Boise, and 1,100 people turned out.
Wow.
And everywhere they're asking, what's the plan? And what I have shared is small victories will bring big victories. Small victories can come electorally, and we saw that in Wisconsin with the Supreme Court race there. They can come in Virginia and New Jersey later in the year with the governor's races. But they also can come in the courts. And we're seeing that as we keep bringing court cases against this cruel administration, we're winning in the courts. But they also can come at the town square. And there was the hands-off rally.
Yeah.
There was the 50501 rally that we had this past weekend. There's, you know, different town halls that my colleagues are hosting all over the country. And then they can come in the press. And an independent press can also hold the president to account.
Yeah.
The stories about Elon Musk and Doge and Pete Hegseth, That's put pressure on these guys. And if they were running a perfect dictatorship, Elon Musk would not be leaving Doge.
Yep.
And if they're running a perfect leadership, a perfect dictatorship, Pete Hegseth would not nearly be out as defense secretary. He's on the ropes because of the public pressure from the press. Well,
Representative, I think Rachel Maddow was talking about that, whether it's chicken or the egg, that mainstream media has started covering all these massive protests, maybe because Donald Trump is getting less and less popular. I mean, however people are finding their courage, I say it nearly every day, Representative, you can model courage in these times or you can model cowardice, and they're both contagious. You know, but this is, this was on Fox News, Trump's approval rating. Not even Fox News can spin it. The latest poll numbers show his rating is far behind every other 21st century president. Of course, he's calling it fake polls, the Fox poll. But, you know, this is why, let's talk about this film for a minute, because I didn't get through the whole thing last night, but really unbelievably timely. It's called Words of War. And this film is based on the life of Russian American Anna. Oh boy, I'm not going to be able to pronounce that last name. Anna.
Yeah.
There you go. Yes. You and Sean Penn are both producers of the film. It exposes the dangers journalists face in the 21st century. She's one of more than 1,800 journalists who were killed so far this century while pursuing a story. I mean, this could not be more timely, could it?
And we need more journalists like Anna. You know, I'm drawn to Anna's story because of how fiercely and fearlessly she covered Vladimir Putin during his early days as president in his first term. That sounds familiar, right?
Yeah.
A person who came back for two terms. And in his first term, she was warned by her publisher, who, you know, I think Kieran Hines plays the publisher or her editor in the film. She was warned by her husband. Jason Isaacs plays her husband and her family that you're getting too close to power and you're going to get hurt. She was poisoned and she could have just given up after she was poisoned. And she kept independently and critically covering him, and it cost her her life. But what it shows is that you can't cave with these folks. You can't negotiate with them. You can't compromise. You can't go hat in hand to Mar-a-Lago. You can't, you know, do one-off deals, you know, so that your law firm can do legal work, you know, for people like this. No, you have to either stand up, or if you're going to cower, we're going to lose every freedom that we value.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've often said it, you know, I know we've had 16,000 analysis of what happened, you know, in this election cycle. But to me, the biggest thing was disinformation. You know, it's if we had lost on real issues, Representative, we lost on lies, on the, you know, Haitians are eating your pets and they're doing transgender surgery on your kid in school without your permission. You know, that's been the main fight. And a lot of that, it's all, I always say it's all one story. All roads lead back to Russia, as Nancy Pelosi would say, right?
And it's such a cautionary tale because we're headed in that direction right now. And the problem, you know, and at the end of the day in Anna's story is that there weren't enough Annas, and others did, you know, bend toward Putin, or they cowered, or they decided not, you know, to speak up. And if there were more Annas, maybe there would have been more people in the street. Because the way it works for a dictatorship to be successful is the leader has to get rid of the Congress, the press, the courts, and the people. Well, this leader has gotten rid of the Congress. There's no Republican in Congress who's going to challenge him. So that leaves us with the press, the courts, and the people. Mm-hmm. So if the press can cover him independently, and the courts can judge him independently, and people without fear can go to the town square, you can put sand in the gears of a dictatorship. And we still have three of those four right now. But if one or two start to cave, then it's gone. And so that's why I just hope journalists take from, you know, Anna's fearlessness an inspiration to be fearless themselves as they cover, you know, a wannabe dictator.
Well, you know, and this I know you of all people, this is not shocking, Trump's final capitulation to Putin. I mean, how humiliating was this on the world stage yesterday that you've literally, he's reduced to a tweet going, Vladimir, stop. And then, you know, of course, Putin doesn't. And his whole peace plan is to just, as we knew from the beginning, just hand Ukraine to Putin.
And we're negotiating against ourselves as well,
right?
Because Putin isn't offering anything. And instead, we're throwing President Zelensky completely under the bus. here, and we're abandoning our friends. And one value that we have always held as Americans that the rest of the world has seen in us is we don't leave our friends in the fields. And this is us leaving our friends in the fields. And I've been to Ukraine. I've met President Zelensky. I've met his soldiers during wartime. And they told me that there's a secret prayer or a silent prayer that they say to themselves every day when they're out on the front lines. It's that we know our friends have our backs and they're grateful to America because they are inspired to keep fighting because they know that we have their backs. And if we don't have their backs, by the way, how would any other country think that we would have their back? And why would they come to our aid? And why wouldn't China look at Taiwan and say, we might as well invade them? Because who in the hell is going to come and help the United States if the United States was to defend Taiwan? Because they've already walked away from Ukraine. Mm-hmm. So you can't be soft on Russia and tough on China. There's collateral effects all over the world with what we're doing here in Ukraine.
I'd like to start with a president that's tougher on Putin than on Harvard. But
right.
You know, I mean, Putin and Xi are laughing at us. I mean, it's so odd, isn't it, Representative, how, you know, I guess politically it's good for us, but as an American, it's humiliating. Just yesterday, the fact that China has to, you know, call Trump's BS and say, no, we haven't even started negotiating. I mean, we're used to his daily lies and lies and lies. But I mean, to have China and Russia just call his bluff and humiliate him on the world stage in one day. I mean, Putin did a strike right after Trump pleaded with him not to. I mean, we have never looked weaker. Yeah. Thank you.
It makes him look weak.
Absolutely.
If you're a strong man and you say, we're going to go invade Greenland and no one's taking you seriously and there's been no progress there. If you say you're going to put all these tariffs on the world and then you back off the second, you know, you feel a little bit of heat. And then you say that you have control of Putin and he listens to you and he's not going to do anything and he takes strikes. The world is laughing at him. Yes. He's weak. He's small. He's not up for the job. And he's only reducing our ability to project strength around the world. And, yep. And it's all for a me presidency. And so he may benefit in somehow, but no other American is.
Yeah, well, polling is certainly showing that. I saved one last Russia one for you because I feel like all roads.
I've got a PhD again. In Russian studies in the last 8 years.
Yeah, sure. There you go. All roads lead to Russia. This was on, obviously, Maddow, as we talked about. Whistleblower Daniel Baroulis just exposed something terrifying. Foreign enemies allegedly stole U.S. data. The leak came through Elon Musk's Starlink. I mean, I'm sure you've heard people, based on all of this information that's happened since then, wonder if 2024 was secure, but more importantly, Representative, about 2026 and 2028. Can you talk about that a little bit? Yeah. Do you have concerns?
Yeah. Elon Musk has done nothing in the last 5 months to make me think that we shouldn't ask questions about what the hell he was doing in 2024. And maybe we gave him too much of the benefit of the doubt, you know, after the election, but the way that he's conducted himself with Doge, and the way that, you know, he's exposed us to so many hackers outside, and the way that he's taken data, you know, from Americans, from our records, whether it's Social Security or healthcare records, the only way that we can understand, you know, what the hell Elon Musk has been doing is to be in the majority. We're just a couple seats away from doing that.
Yeah.
But,
well, but
with
that's
the subpoena power.
That's the vicious circle that people are worried about. You know, what can we do to make sure 2026
get
and 2028
the subpoena power. Yeah. And also the best way to have a free and fair election in 2028, the next presidential election, is to have the House in 2026, because it gives us, you know, the check on all of his abuses, particularly to try and shut down access to the polls.
Yeah.
So that's our mission ahead.
Yeah. And I, you know, again, when you've got Putin and Musk interfering in elections around the world, you can't go, oh, this is some crazy conspiracy theory. They just annulled the election in Romania because of that. So this one I say for you, too. Gerard said voters say one of their biggest issues when they voted for POTUS was inflation. 3 months in, the person they chose is polling lower than the incumbent was on inflation. I've been saying and will keep saying our media information environment has rendered the voter clueless. How do we as Democrats fight that? I mean, you're out there doing it. Bernie and AOC are out there doing it. Tim Walz. I mean, give us some parting.
Yes.
Oh, let's call them words of war.
Okay.
Words, but not actual war. Right. go ahead. Give us
go to more places in more spaces. That's the real challenge. We go to your show, right? Like, you can't just do vertical mainstream media.
Right.
And so Pew had a report that showed after the election, 68% of the voters identified in one way or another as Christian. So I told my staff, start booking me on Christian podcasts. So I'm doing one new Christian podcast every week. And it doesn't have to just be religion, but start going to places that we don't normally go.
Pete Buttigieg
and define ourselves.
Yeah,
before
Pete Buttigieg is doing it. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And you two are some of those like young alpha liberal voices that I think are really framing the issues in a way people understand. By the way, I went to Catholic school, so do I count as a Christian?
No, you don't.
No.
No.
Right. I'm an ex-Catholic.
I'm sorry about your Pope.
Yes.
I'm way long ago ex-Catholic, but thank you. Yeah, absolutely. And thank you every day for fighting the good fight. We're so proud. First of all, we're just so proud of you out here in California.
We are.
We grow all the best politicians and the fourth largest economy in the world, everybody. Now he's a fancy film producer. Words of War, it really is a must-see. And we thank you so much. Please, let's do this again.
My pleasure. Of course. I'm all in. We've got work to do.
Yes, we do.
All right. We have that on tape. All right. Thank you, Representative Eric Swalwell. Thank you, Representative.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Title Lock.
Yep.
Bam. Did you know scammers can literally steal your home right out from under you? I know you're thinking like a Wile E. Coyote, movable hole in a mountain kind of thing. No. Maybe they take it on rocket skates. No. It's your title. And when's the last time you checked your home title?
Yeah.
If you're like me, the answer would be,
never.
Yeah, I didn't. But that's what scammers are counting on, that you've never checked it. That's why I trust Home Title Lock. Their $1 million triple lock protection helps keep your home and equity safe. Here's what you get: immediate 24/7 monitoring of your property, urgent alerts if there's any changes. If fraud should happen, their U.S.-based restoration team will spend up to $1 million to fix the fraud, restore your title at no additional cost. Here's the best part. I've teamed up with Home Title Lock. I get your free title history report so you can find out if you've already been a victim. Get access to your personal title expert, a $250 value, all just for signing up. HomeTitleLock.com. The promo code is Stephanie250. HomeTitleLock.com. Type in Stephanie250.
Have no fear. Steffi's here. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Did you know your brain is roughly 73% water? This is why dehydration often leads to symptoms like occasional headaches, dizzy spells, brain fog, and irritability. Proper hydration with water and electrolytes has been scientifically proven to maintain cognitive functions like memory, focus, and mental alertness. That's where Native Path comes in. 100% natural Native Path's Hydrate is not just another drink mix. It's a thoughtfully designed formula packed with BCAAs and all 9 essential amino acids to help with muscle recovery and overall vitality. With their Native Hydrate product, you can fuel your body with essential electrolytes at the cellular level for overall vitality. Unlike other hydration drink mixes that are designed for marathon runners and contain upwards of 1,000 milligrams of sodium, Native Hydrate contains just 230 milligrams of sodium for optimal daily hydration. Free of artificial flavors, sugars, and dyes, it's only 5 calories per serving. Every order comes with a 365 money back guarantee, so you can try it risk free. NativeHydrate.com/Stephanie. See what Native Hydrate can do for your health.
Hey, it's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capiche?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
NBL Transportation, reliable and on time. Madison's non-emergency medical transportation company is affordable and accepts insurance. Call 608-774-9715 or visit mbltransports.com to schedule your next ride.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
At Serenity Pet Spa, we're more than just a grooming salon. We're changing the industry. From mentoring the next generation of groomers to educating pet owners, we're raising the standards for expert care, safety, and compassion. Because your pet deserves more than just a bath and a trim. They deserve a lifetime of trust. Join us in leading the change. Hear me, Liz Johnston, share my expertise every month on 92.7 WMDX. Serenity Pet Spa, more than just a pet spa. We're changing the industry. Book your appointment today.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh gosh, I hope my boyfriend doesn't mind. Okay. She could just take that one part out. And just shut up about the Daisy in space. We'd all be friends again.
I was about to say, Katie, come back from space. Make music like that again.
Yeah, exactly. No, but she feels more connected to love.
I feel so connected to love.
All right, just listen. We don't care how you waste your billions of dollars. Just don't be a douche. Okay.
And make good music again.
I love her music.
No,
okay.
Her latter stuff hasn't been.
I haven't paid attention. Other 98 says, Pete Buttigieg going on right-wing platforms and not giving an inch is a million times more productive than Gavin Newsom inviting right-wingers to his platform and letting them walk all over him. Thank you. That's exactly, they just said it better than I've been saying it.
Yeah.
That's, but to Eric Swalwell's point, he's one of those young alpha liberals that's out there going on, you know.
Not afraid to go on Christian podcasts.
Right. Yeah. I'm so, oh my God, we finally got him. Fantastic.
I know.
Do we have Dick Durbin, who, again, we know we've had, God, way back in the day we had Senator Durbin on, but good man, good senator. Mm-hmm. Here he's talking about stepping down. 12, yeah.
Oh, 12.
Oh sorry. Ha ha. Senator Durbin yesterday.
I think if you're honest about yourself and your reputation, you want to leave when you can still walk out the front door and not be carried out the back door. And I've said whatever your interest may be, whatever issue you want to focus on in Congress, in the Senate, if you stick around a couple terms, your minor is going to be aging.
He's 80, and he's, you know, urged other, you know, older lawmakers. And I think, you know, he's obviously friends with Jan Schakowsky. You know how much I love Representative Schakowsky. And again, she has been a long time progressive warrior.
Absolutely.
So it looks like she will also be announcing her, planning a May 5th retirement announcement. But Dick Durbin said it's not just a question of a number, what your age is. And this is what I've been saying. He said, look at Bernie Sanders, for God's sake, still drawing thousands and thousands of people for rallies. He's a few years older than I am. The bottom line is, are you competent? Can you still do the job? That's the question voters should ask.
And do you still have the fire? To do your job.
Yeah, yeah. No, I was saying Elizabeth Warren. Seat. Elizabeth Warren seems ageless.
Yes.
Her energy level seems the same.
Right.
You know, so
that's
up to every person.
Right.
But anyway, I know, because obviously we're very close to a lot of our Chicago peeps. Mm-hmm. I know everybody in Illinois really appreciates Senator Durbin and Representative Schakowsky. So, but thank God we have the Eric Swalwells and Pete Buttigieg. And by the way, J.B. Pritzker, who I also love for 2028. 29 minutes after the hour, Stephanie Miller Show.
Tom Harbin here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Trump administration's 2026 budget plan that's currently under consideration would include drastic cuts to weather and climate research. It could impact weather forecasting all around the world and the forecasts you get right here at home from local meteorologists. The administration's plan would eliminate NOAA's Oceanic and Atmospheric Research Office and its 10 research labs and 16 affiliated cooperative institutes. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
If the plan is enacted, it would close all of NOAA's weather, climate, and ocean laboratories and cooperative institutes. And without that research, the National Weather Service weather models and products will stagnate. Observational data collection will be reduced, public outreach will decrease, and undergraduate and graduate student support will drop. Also, NOAA funding for universities will plummet. The scientific backbone and workforce needed to keep weather forecasts, alerts, and warnings accurate and effective will be drastically reduced. This could lead to unknown and disastrous consequences for public safety and economic health.
Meanwhile, a Madison mainstay is closing. George's Flowers on Park Street will shut their doors for good in a few weeks, according to the Wisconsin State Journal. George and Nia Choles opened the business in 1984. They were married nearly 70 years. George died last year, the day after his 100th birthday. Then, Nia died just hours after her husband's funeral. Two of their kids have been running the business for the last 15 years or so, but now they're ready to retire. They told the State Journal they didn't want to sell the business, and they definitely didn't want to sell the name. They'll only be open a couple more weeks, and eventually they'll sell the building. They'll serve people through the Mother's Day rush, and their last day will be May 10th. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy with scattered off and on showers likely today. Our high in the low to mid 50s this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. Clear tonight in the mid 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. Sunshine, low to mid-60s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, we talk with former Maryland governor and former Social Security Secretary Martin O'Malley, and we debunk some of the biggest whoppers of lies being told about Social Security. And yes, Donald Trump is trying to break the system.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Tariffs on China. How am I going to be able to afford to buy all those Trump apples? I buy them in bulk, and I'm not even going to be able to afford one at this point.
Well, I mean, you triple in price.
I mean, my MAGA hats. I mean, they all come from there. What am I going to do?
They are indeed.
Who is that?
Oh, my God. You know who's the best person to open for headliner John Fugelsang?
Who?
Opening act John Fugelsang on CNN.
It's Fugelsang. With John Fugelsang.
Yeah. Hi. Hiya, John.
Good morning, kids. Oh, what kind of world are we leaving behind for Elon's thousands of children, some of whom he's met? Hello.
Hello. John, you have no idea the budget we were on for the My Christy Noem bit for the Not the White House correspondent. But Chris LaVoy made that in Arts and Crafts, and we were so proud of him.
Very nice. By the way, the radio fans love it when you hold up props. It's so good. It's good. First thing I'm holding up my ice.
It's my ice sign. And to, this is your lovely and talented host for tomorrow night, John Fugelsang, for Not the White House Correspondents Dinner. Because you know why, John? You know why? They can fire the White House Correspondents Dinner comedian, but they can't cancel comedy. They can't cancel free speech. No, they can't.
We picked that mic up, baby. Absolutely. Here's what happened. The guy who's trying to kill you for the insurance money.
Yeah.
And Hal Sparks called me and said, hey, we have this idea we've been cooking up. Why don't you do all the work? And that was about 4 days ago. And so now the special is ready to go up tomorrow night.
This is what we always say. Who is the prettiest, most easily tricked person we know? John Fugelsang.
Well, you know what? They knew how much I miss doing pandemic comedy shows. They just knew it. And there's nothing like a comedy show with no live audience. But whoa, this thing came together so fast. I'm so turned on by the people who are...
This lineup.
First off, they've begun leaking to me. There's a few details I can say about it.
Okay.
One of which is Allison Gill of Mueller, She Wrote, does a video that's like Avatar 2. Like, I don't know how she did it. I don't know how she did the effects in this. It's wonderful. JoJo from Jurors, we think, has more profanity in 4 minutes than anyone in history. There is no David Mamet play or Scorsese film that concentrates more swear words than JoJo in
Except the time I did her podcast.
Okay. And Trey Crowder, the liberal redneck, is flat out hilarious. He was one of the first people I invited to do this. So I can't wait. And Glenn Kirshner, I can say this, Glenn Kirshner, we didn't know what he would do, right? Like, I'm like, well, it's a bunch of clowns. We have some really funny comedians, Alonzo Bowden of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and some influencers. But let's get a grown-up, and let's see if Glenn will do it. Glenn Kirshner has delivered his stand-up comedy debut.
Yes, he did a little for us this morning.
Yes. So I can't wait. Listen, if you do not watch the Correspondents' Dinner tomorrow night, do not help normalize what they did to Amber and the comedians.
That's right.
We got something really, really funny. It only costs $20.26, which is a number you got to think about anyway.
So I hope
people will spend the weekend with us. And Stephanie Miller's in it.
I did what I always did. I showed my cooter to Chris LaVoy, who I made be nearly naked in the Christy Noem bit with me.
Yes. Thank you very much, Chris. Thanks for taking the hit.
I do what I can.
And I
Chris,
press...
only a few thousand men have had to look at that.
So I know, right?
I thank you very much for being brave.
And I pressed Frangela into,
comedy.
Right.
Yes.
Being associated with me once again. We did Abby Phillip moderating a debate between Marjorie Taylor Greene and Jasmine Crockett. And Frangela is... magic, as always.
Oh, that's good. I should have mentioned that on Abby Phillip last night so she'd never have me back again. But I'll be sure to do it next time.
Yeah. So, John, we just had, speaking of alpha liberals, Eric Swalwell on, who is fantastic. Yep. But, we were just talking about this whole conversation about the Democratic Party. As you know, our beloved, our sexy liberal from Chicago, Jan Schakowsky, is going to be announcing her retirement.
God bless her. How much do I love her? Can I just say one thing about Jan Schakowsky?
Yeah.
She's my girlfriend.
I know.
Because she led me all over the DNC last summer calling me her boyfriend, and I was just smitten. She is just like 80, Jewish, and my dream woman. I love her so much.
But, and obviously Dick Durbin is retiring, and he encouraged
And he's only
other...
80. What's that about? He's
I
only
know.
80.
But
he's
I thought
got like three terms left in the Senate.
I keep making the point that it's not about age, and Dick Durbin made the same point, right? When you talk about Bernie or Elizabeth Warren. But he also, we were mentioning David Hogg, because this is a little controversial, him talking about primary people. He made a point of saying he would not back challenges to Schakowsky or Nancy Pelosi. So, because again, they are fighters. It's not just about age, do you think?
Yeah, there's ways that you can root for having a younger caucus without burning the house down and alienating voters and donors. I'm not into the ageism, but I understand the need for a rebranding, but I don't think that it's as desperate as people want. Donald Trump is going to get a lot of Democrats elected regardless of their age. And the smart Democrats right now are going to start promising law and order and justice. And you Republicans in this cabinet can break all the laws you want for the next 18 months. But come January of 2027, the Constitution is back in session. And I'm telling you, it doesn't matter what age. Any Democrats that deliver that message are going to rake in the funds.
Well, and by the way, so the CNN data analyst Harry Enten declared there's a revolt within the Democratic Party and the siren should be going off in Chuck Schumer's office. Can I just say I hope that Dick Durbin has a little chat with his friend Chuck Schumer? I hate to say it again. Good man, good senator. I think he's not the leader for this moment.
Chuck Schumer has a brilliant idea to draw in the younger voters, and this week he's going to drop a diss track about Drake. The young people enjoy the diss tracks on Drake, and Senator Schumer is proud to finally drop his this week.
All right. All serious. I just, he's not the man for this moment. So this data,
To beat Al D'Amato.
39% of Democrats trust their party's leaders in Congress will do the right thing when it comes to the economy. In April 2024, that number was 80%. The new data on Schumer shows his rating among New York Democrats has dropped 73% in April to 52% today. I'm just saying, I think a lot of this is because of Chuck Schumer's vote. That he's become the face.
Right. And by the way, I defend the vote, but go on.
Let me just finish. Harry Enten said the scream siren should be going off. Primary challenge. When you're a Democrat in New York in these year rating, it's a big wake up call if you're Chuck Schumer.
I agree.
I just think it is time for Chuck Schumer to pass the baton.
I agree with that. And I say this as a guy who actually agrees with what he did. I didn't like it. But if they had allowed the government to shut down, the right-wing media and Trump would have pinned it all on the Democrats. They would have shown every video of Democrats arguing against it from the last two shutdowns. Chuck Schumer, the noblest thing he did was take the hit by doing something very unpopular. It would have hurt even more, but you're right. He's a dedicated public servant. He's the highest-ranking Jewish official in the history of our government. He deserves all the accolades he can get. And there's a process underway, and the next Democratic Party is going to look a bit different. And all of this will be forgotten by the time we get to the midterms next year.
Yeah.
All of it.
Let's talk about it.
In spite of poll numbers, Democratic positions, as you know, still poll higher above the Republican Party.
Yes.
I don't care about party polling. Paid family leave, decriminalizing cannabis, women's reproductive rights, Medicare covering vision, hearing, and dental. All of these policies are insanely more popular than Republican policies.
Yeah. I'm not sure which headline I like best. Fox News viewers get an uncomfortable truth about Trump on live TV. Baby didn't like the poll numbers. And then Trump screams at Murdoch over Fox approval poll, which, of course, he calls fake polls.
Manly. Yes. It shows how strong he is.
Yesterday, right, he was just whining at Vladimir Putin and Rupert Murdoch. He has record low approval ratings for the first 100 days. He said, Rupert Murdoch has told me for years he's going to get rid of his Fox News Trump-hating fake poster. He's saying the Fox News poster is okay.
Whiny little.
He is okay. I love that they had to put the chyron up on Fox. Biden was at 54% at this point. Obama 62%. Ouch. George W. Bush 63%, and Trump is at 44%, down 5 points from March and lower than Donald Trump first term.
Yep.
So he even beat.
Yeah. I just love that, like, Donald Trump revealed to us all that Rupert Murdoch's been yesing him and stringing him along for years. I mean, these people have made me feel sympathy for the Catholic bishops and Harvard, and now I'm ready to high-five Rupert Murdoch. I mean, these people in my bed are really strange, thanks to Trump.
And by the way, Fox News poll, not an outlier. Reuters Ipsos, same thing, approval rating 42, only 37% approve of how he's handled the economy. It real clear. Politics finds his disapproval rating has jumped 12 points in 3 months. Mm-hmm. We've never actually seen this, John.
Oh, but it's so manly how he whines about it in public, because a lesser man would have just not mentioned it and let it go by and be forgotten. But now so many more people are going to know about his terrible poll numbers because man baby has no impulse control. Thank you so much. God bless the Pope.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
By the way. His seating is third row next to the bathroom for the Pope's funeral.
I saw that.
Do you think
that
he's going to whine about that at all? What do you think?
Oh, I hope he does. I hope he does. You know, I just want to say, God bless Francis. He really, no one's done more to get people to watch the movie Conclave than Francis. I mean, I don't think he needed to try this hard, but, you know, I love this Pope. And not perfect. He sucked on women. Could have done a lot more about LGBTQ. Got in trouble with Chile over the child abuse, but he tried to make it right. But this Pope did so much. The fact that he came from Argentina, the fact that he was an outsider, he wasn't a European. First Jesuit, first to take the name Francis, first to call out Donald Trump for being a fake Christian. And that outsider status, I think, meant the Vatican is so different than what he inherited. And I just love the fact about this Pope that the fakest of Christians hate him.
Yeah.
The worst people despise him, and they despise him because he actually talked the Jesus talk.
Yeah.
He's sort of like a moral litmus test.
I understand that you said that if we make you the next pope, you'll totally quit drinking. Did you?
Yeah, listen, this is my message to the conclave. If you make me the next pope, I will totally be worthy of the honor, and I'll stop drinking then.
And get off Signal?
And I won't have any confessions on Signal, I promise.
Okay.
It happened like two times. It should have been more private. I apologize.
All right, speaking of whiny little bitches, can we talk about Bill Maher whining about Larry David's brilliant, scathing...
Okay.
He said, the minute you play the Hitler card, you've lost the argument. He said, to use the Hitler thing, it's an insult to 6 million dead Jews. Oh, my God.
I love Bill Maher. So wait, I guess I should say I'm glad I lived long enough to see Bill become politically correct. He's been very good to me over the years.
Right.
But, you know, I think it's great that he met with Trump. I think it's great that a couple of rich, older, white men can sit around and talk about how much they hate monogamy. I just don't know what Bill got out of it. I know what Trump got out of it. He neutralized Bill Maher.
Yeah.
Neutralized him, at least for the time being. I don't know what Bill got out of it.
Yeah.
And,
I guess Larry David's too woke for him, right?
We had a big fight about this on CNN last night, and I want to choose my words very carefully. Donald Trump has done nothing like the Holocaust, okay? He's used the same language towards undocumented immigrants that Hitler used towards Jews, but he has not carried out any plan of mass extermination. Having said that, there is a lot of parallels between what he does and Hitler's rise to power, and it is not in any way disrespecting the victims of the Shoah to talk about authoritarianism and Christian nationalism and how they rhyme throughout the ages. I mean, we can compare them to Mussolini as well.
Right.
We can compare them to Pol Pot. There's plenty of dictators there. But look, Holocaust comparisons are not fair. But the rise of Hitler, completely fair. And the more we can educate people about how these regimes rise to power, the better it is. So I'm glad we finally lived long enough to see Bill become politically correct.
There's an awful lot of authoritarian scholars that are making that. Al Gore said it the other day, so, you know.
J.D. Vance said it first, people. I don't want to hear any complaints about Larry David when J.D. Vance is out there buying Maybelline products.
Thank you. Thank you. By the way, thank you for you retweeted about Bobby Kennedy Jr. is cutting the National Suicide Hotline program for LGBTQ youth, and you said, but inherited wealth needs another tax cut. I mean, it is just... speaking of your book and your whole, you know, life's work, John, so un-Christian, all of these cuts, Head Start, all of this, the millions of people are going to die around the world because of our cuts
USAID,
in foreign aid.
All of it.
Yeah.
They don't care. Listen, Christian nationalists are here to fight for Jesus. They're not here to listen to him. They're here to wave him over their head like a prop and violently reject everything he does. There is no argument that can be made. They're very Christian, the MAGA movement. It's very American conservative Christian. But American conservative Christianity has nothing to do with Jesus. And you can see it through Pam Bondi's little Christian victimhood experiment that she's doing. This is how Donald Trump got the White House. He didn't tell the Christians, I'll fight for the stuff Jesus said. They hate that. He said, I'll put you first. You guys are under siege. You're under attack. I'll prioritize you and make you special. That's not what Christianity is about. It's supposed to be about humility and service.
Yep.
Not total right-wing domination of the school board.
Yep.
So Pam Bondi doing all this, Christianity is not threatened. Christian practice, the teachings of Jesus are not threatened, but conservative Christian domination of society is threatened, and that's all they care about. And that's all this whole anti-Christian bias lie is about.
My personal comedy, Jesus.
Yes.
Tomorrow
Word.
Night.
Yes.
Tomorrow night.
The show's America. Gonna be a lot funnier. I will not be this preachy tomorrow. I promise, people. I promise.
Author of Separation of Church and Hate, John Fugelsang, will be your lovely and talented host for tomorrow night. Oh, my God, look at this lineup. Hal Sparks, Elaine Boozler, Alonzo Bowden, the liberal redneck, Glenn Kirshner, Allison Gill, Frangela, Brooklyn Dad Defiant, Chuck Nice, Dean Obadala, JoJo from Jersey, Brian Karam, Frank Conniff, and, of course, me, Stephanie Miller, as Christy Noem, yeah, and Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Go to stephaniemiller.com. You can click on the link there, yeah, and watch it. $20. $20.26.
It's going to be great. I'm so thrilled to get all these people in the same room virtually without having them in the same room. It's
there
so exciting.
There you go. All right. Love you, John.
Thanks,
see you tomorrow
John.
Night.
Guys.
There he goes. 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Native Path, pals, my buddy, my pals. They're my workout pals.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. I use the Native Hydrate in my bottle. My Native Path collagen is in my coffee every morning. It's made with only types 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types. They make up 90% of the collagen in your body. That's why this is the best way to get your collagen. This is in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. You don't need to take separate stuff for all that.
I do that.
Yes, Native Path. It's completely flavorless. You put it in anything, coffee, smoothies, soups, you name it, and bam, it is a peptide formula. It's bioavailable. Means it absorbs into the body more easily, and it does not clump. There is no clumping.
We don't like clumping.
No. Native Path Collagen offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link as well. Go now to getnativepath.com/Stephanie. That is getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
Woohoo! Golly, that sure was fun.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
John Fugelsang here. You guys know what's happening to the country, and corporate media is not helping. But when the White House Correspondents' Dinner fires comedians, it's time we take back the mic and brutally mock them in the process. Join me and the Political Voices Network for Not the White House Correspondents' Dinner pay-per-view special on Saturday, April 26th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Not just another comedy show, it's a no-holds-barred takedown of media hypocrisy, political BS, and sanitized news, with over a dozen fearless comics and influencers bringing truth with punchlines, including Hal Sparks, Alonzo Bowden, Trey Crowder, a.k.a. the liberal redneck, Glenn Kirshner, Allison Gill, Brooklyn Dad Defiant, Dino Badala, JoJo from Jersey, TV's Frank Conniff, and many more, with special guest Miss Elaine Boozler. Catch the Not the White House Correspondents' Dinner live on April 26th instead of that other thing, or stream it on demand for 2026, because that's a good number to think about. Go to www.meethook.live/not and get your ticket, because when they silence comedians, we get louder.
Oh my gosh, I am so excited about my new Vibrian Super C Serum. Tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? I used to have 11 billion. Listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E. Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Oh, I love that citrus smell, and it just makes you look beautiful. Simplify your skincare routine. Get a healthier complexion. Minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% off and free shipping. That is Vibrance. V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. That is Vibrance.com/Stephanie. I love it. I love my brand new glow. Go to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Do it now.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash
cash back. If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Hey, Gordy. How you doing?
Oh, Arthur, great. Great to see you. What are you doing in the studio?
Well, I need to talk to you about doing a commercial.
Okay. Well, you know, to get a commercial on the air here, you just go down to the sales department. It's right next to the bathroom.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand plenty. You salespeople drink a lot of coffee. That's why the bathroom's right there.
Right. But I need to have you make a commercial about commercials.
Wait. A commercial about a commercial? I don't follow.
I want to tell potential business owners out there how to contact me to get a commercial on WMDX.
Okay, I get it. Okay, let's come up with something. Let's see, business folks can contact you directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
What's the email, huh?
Okay, so it's sales@WMDXradio.com.
Oh, wait, run that by me again.
sales@WMDXradio.com. So we could put all that together and get into a commercial, get on the air soon?
Arthur, my friend, I think we just did.
Advertise on WMDX Radio. Email Arthur, sales@WMDXradio.com.
Stephanie Miller.
How bizarre. How bizarre. How bizarre.
Yes, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Yes, we are mere moments from Fridays with Brangela. Yep. Hooray. All right, do I have to talk about the Time Magazine interview with, you know what it is? He would just stop, oh my God, repeating himself over and over and over. Uh-huh. He says the same things over and over. However, this one's somewhat newish. He said he claims his lawyers told him the Supreme Court ruling on Kilmar Albrigo Garcia does not mean he needs to bring man back that he accidentally deported to an El Salvadoran mega prison. Asked if he's disobeying the Supreme Court, Trump said, "That's not what my people told me. They say it was. They said it was a 9-0. Was entirely different." Oh, so he just talks to Stephen Miller,
that's
basically.
That's it.
Who
that's
says
the
that
only
he won
person, right.
at the Supreme Court? Okay,
that's the only person he talks to.
He also said the saying that he would end the Ukraine war on day one was just a joke. So that was said in jest, and a blast of the fake news for taking his remarks seriously because he said it multiple times. Okay, he went from it's Biden's war, and then he said again, this is Obama's war. This is a war that never should have happened. I call it the war that should never have. Apparently, nothing bad would ever have happened.
Right.
Had he been president.
Right.
Obama's war.
Okay.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't.
Sorry. Apologies.
Bella wasn't even a preteen during Obama's years.
Chip in Kansas. Oh, boy. Hi, Chip. Go ahead.
Hi there. I got a question. Wouldn't it be great if the International Criminal Court suddenly declared a warrant out for him while he's at the funeral?
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Thing would be, we would try to mix in with the Swiss Guard because they have a lot of orange in their uniforms and his funky hair. No. I'm a guard. I'm fine here. No, nothing to see here. And yes. Try to sneak his way through
yes,
there.
Yes, I like it. I like it very much. Oh, by the way, yes, this is what I was looking for.
Uh-huh.
Heather says, contrary to what's his name? Mango Mussolini. Obama did not hand over Crimea to anyone. The Soviet Union gave it to Ukraine in 1954. Google is still free in case phone news told you otherwise. Okay. Here's my other favorite. Hang on. JFK, let every nation know whether it wishes us well or ill that we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe in order to assure the survival and the success of liberty. Reagan, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Trump, Vladimir, stop! Okay. These are the times we're living through.
Well,
this is the whiny little bitch.
Popper name!
Lincoln Project says, Trump and Musk are weak, small men. While Musk cowers in fear over his Tesla bleeding money, Trump is getting slapped around by China and Russia. They don't have the cards. Yeah, who turned out to not have the cards? Huh. Oh, one last one. Covey says if Arkansas voted for the black lady, they wouldn't be out here begging for disaster relief funds. Just saying. I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
You're just saying.
Yeah. Rick Stengel, what I don't understand is why the world's greatest deal maker is not negotiating at all, but adopting the aggressor's position point for point. No art, no deal. Thank you. Thank you.
Yep.
Fridays with Frangela next.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Wisconsinology's Frank Anderson, new Wisco Weekend host Lisa Hale, and it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr joins the show with new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 6 till 8.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
8:00 News, I'm Brian Clark. Over 100,000 people have waited in line to file past the coffin of Pope Francis, paying their respects before that coffin is sealed tonight ahead of tomorrow's funeral. The mayor of Rome says over 200,000 people are expected in the city for the funeral. President Trump will be there, and departing the White House, he told reporters there are other events planned for his brief trip.
We're going to meet with a lot of the foreign leaders they want to meet. Trade deals are going very well.
China says that President Trump and President Xi have not spoken, even as President Trump says they have spoken numerous times. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index found that consumer confidence fell yet again in the month of April compared to March. The World Food Program says its food stocks in Gaza have run out because of Israel's 8-week blockade. And sentencing for George Santos, the former congressman who pled guilty to fraud and identity theft charges. This is ABC.